chatting here today with Jeff Morris in the Division of Communications and Marketing at Kansas State University. COVID-19 is impacting a lot of stuff, including we mentioned the semester. It's going to start remotely January 25th, and that'll continue for 2 weeks until February 8th. Athletics, for the most part, has seemed to manage it pretty well. I know there have been some challenges in the women's basketball program. What's the latest on that program specifically, and have they resumed play yet? I haven't heard.
No, not that I'm aware of. I think they're still working through some of the issues. You know, one of the challenges you have with the COVID protocols is, you know, if someone gets exposed, their roommate has it, and they get exposed or has a close contact, you know, they go into the quarantine and isolation period. And depending on when they start that period, you know, if it's the 10 days and or 14 days, depending on which protocol they're following, you know, it can be staggered. So, you know, it was interesting. You saw, you know, we've had a lot of issues with the women's basketball team recently. Couple cropped up, I think, with the men's program this week also. You know, we sort of had going on with the football team in the fall. That certainly affected the availability of the athletes and their ability to get to participate in the sports that they love. So, you know, as we look forward, we're continuing to see what's going on with the spring semester, and hopefully we'll get to there and get through the winter sports and be able to get to some of the spring sports. You know, baseball will be coming up and some of the other things that are out there. So, you know, we continue to test. We continue to put the priority, the health of our student athletes, I think, is a priority. You know, because these students, you know, they really want to do that. They really want to play. They want to do what they love. And we're, you know, it's disappointing that some of them can't, but we also understand the need to keep people safe as we can. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks as we continue to work through our schedules and make adjustments. I will have to say that it's impressive the job that the folks in athletics do and the folks in the Big 12 do, just in terms of keeping things moving. And being able to adjust, because in previous years, you know, when they would set a schedule, they'd set the schedule out and that's the way it works. And now it's like, well, a schedule is only as permanent, you know, as it needs to be, because if we need to adjust, we will. And I just think it takes a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes. And you look at our operations folks, and you look at those folks that are doing that, and they're working a lot of hours and putting a lot of time in just to keep juggling stuff and keep it moving as best they can.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been very fluid. Although I will say it was nice to see, you know, in terms of football, that we got through the season, you know, and the Big 12 had attendance at some games and maybe not at others, but largely I think it went pretty well as far as you know, allowing fans to come back in. What's the status of fans in the winter sports?
Well, you know, again, it's one of those things we evaluate on an ongoing basis, and right now. Like I said, we have not seen or been able to track if there's been any kind of community spread as a result of people attending the sporting events. So that's been a really good sign as we go forward. And of course, you know, we'll look at it on a week-to-week basis, and we say, where are we and what's the situation in the community and where are things going? I did see a news report the other day from the Kansas City Chiefs, who are one of the few NFL teams that let people in, and they weren't able to see any from their venues either. So at this point, you know, fingers crossed, things have been going okay, and we're pleased with that. I do notice, you know, they're not big crowds. We've really reduced the number of people and taken a lot of steps. So I think as long as those things can be done safely, we'll continue to do that. But again, you know, as we learned last year, things can change in a very quick time with the COVID and when things start to accelerate. So we keep an eye on it and keep hoping things will go. But, you know, I would be a fool to predict very far out in the future, given where we are today.
Well, you know, I'm honestly hoping for some baseball games. I dying to go to a baseball game. I missed going to baseball last year, and as a big fan of that sport, and you got that new stadium over there with all the new renovations, and I'm sure you guys are itching to show that off.
Yes, we are, and we've got great facilities. You know, and our coach is kind of getting his players, getting his team together, and you know, we have an exciting future for baseball, I think. And, you know, one of the really fun things since I've been at K-State is just kind of what baseball has been able to do in terms of growth and the fan support. You know, they're very popular venues, and if people haven't been out, it's a great time when you're out there at the stadium and you've got a nice day and people are in the stands and sitting on the grass and just having a good time. It's really really a great K-State experience. And, you know, because it's an outdoor sport, hopefully, it'll be safer as we move forward, because one thing we've learned is that outdoor venues tend to be easier to manage. I don't think they've made any decisions yet in terms of what we're going to do from a fan standpoint or the number of people, but I'm sure they'll be looking at that coming up. But yeah, we're really hoping that, you know, by the end of this semester or by next fall, at the latest, that we can get back to having that full experience again. And a lot of that depends on whether we can get the vaccines out and how COVID goes. But you know, right now, I'd say, Brent, we're being optimistic. You know, we're going to be cautious and we're going to be prudent, but we want to be optimistic about what lies ahead for K-State.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, and obviously it's nice to have, you know, attendance to some of these games. That helps with revenue, with their budgets. I know the budgets have to be ever tight as they ever have been probably right now. Looking at the future as we head into 2021 and even 2022, there was a lot of furloughs in 2020. Are we going to see, you know, more budget tightening here, do you think, in the next few months?
Well, our furloughs are continuing. Our fiscal year runs June 30th through July 1. So we continue, or July 1 through June 30. So we'll continue to have some furloughs in the spring semester. I know in our unit we've got several coming up in the next few weeks as we work through this year's budget cycle. You know, one of the things that affects us, there's a couple big things. One is enrollment, and we're still waiting to see what the spring's going to look like. We've seen some encouraging signs, so that's a positive. The second one is really, you know, what's the level of state support? Last fall, I know there was quite a bit of talk about what was going to happen with state revenues. From what we kind of gathered, the picture wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. So there may be some optimism there. And I know the legislature, I think, started today. So, you know, that cycle will also depend on what happens, especially going forward, not so much this year, but also in the coming fiscal year, which will start in June. So, you know, I would say right now we've made a lot of adjustments to get through this fiscal year, and barring any unforeseen changes, you know, we should be on a fairly stable path. But again, that kind of depends on what happens, you know, with regard to our state funding and our enrollment in the spring, which we'll have a really good idea on probably, oh, you know, 3 or 4 weeks into the semester, we'll have a pretty good idea for what those numbers look like. It always takes a few weeks to kind of work out because people come in and who's going to come back and who's going to enroll. And you know, we use the 20th day as our the semester as our litmus test. And that's for the Board of Regents. So once we get to that 20th day, we'll have a pretty good idea. So probably by mid-February, we'll have a much better idea where we're going to be for the remainder of this fiscal year. And then when the legislature gets done, we'll have a better idea for what the next fiscal year is going to look like.
All right. There are some date changes, I know, on the calendar. There's no spring break this year, but there will be some mental health days, as I remember. It's sometime in April. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact date. I think we have one right now that's on the calendar, and I think it's a Friday that gives people sort of a Friday, Saturday, Sunday to do that. And that was really, that was a result of an initiative by the students. Also, Tel Whitmer, our student body president, our student governing association president, was instrumental in saying, hey, you know, students are telling us they need to have a break and they want to have that mental health day. So, you know, we tried to accommodate that. I think originally we tried to get two, and it was really difficult to work the schedule. But we do understand that when you don't have a break, it's difficult for people. And you know, the one thing we also learned this year is that the pandemic caused a lot of anxiety with our students, faculty, and staff. And we really have to have a lot of grace with each other. We really have to be more understanding, perhaps, than we've been in the past, and understand that you know, there's not just the stress of school, which can be very stressful, the stress of trying to get all your work done and get done with your classes and graduate, but also the stress of what's going on in the society in terms of, you know, being in the midst of probably the biggest pandemic of our lifetimes. So it does cause disruption, and we're trying to be sensitive to that, because we know that the mental health is as important as the physical health of our students.
I'm going to squeeze in a phone call here. We got one phone call here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for your honest, open expression of the concerns of K-State. Here at the dinner table, I've heard more concerns from mothers and grandmothers of the family of what the young people's experience is going to be during these troubled times at K-State. We'll play back K-Man's on-demand recording of this conversation and try to guide the family and sending our children to your care at K-State. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, we take it very seriously. They are part of our family. And we have to all recognize that it's not business as usual. And there may be more levels of support needed than what they've had in the past. And we're certainly committed to providing that.
All right. Thank you for the call. We're out of time, Jeff, but we appreciate you coming on here this morning. And hopefully a good semester is coming our way here in 2021 for all the students and staff.
Well, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So we hope to get back to full operations, hopefully maybe next fall, and just see where it's going to go. Well, thank you, Brandon.
Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again sometime down the road. Thank you.